Blues, Rob.
Oh, hi, Rob. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. I was following up regarding the account and the past due payment.
Okay.
Yeah, last we spoke, you said that someone was going to call me to update the payment, but that never happened, so.
So Jesse had called you back, or had called, I guess you guys were closed or whatever by the time he got around to it or whatever. But he's a little bit iffy right now about maybe, I don't know, he's searching into maybe going with somebody else for a website. We had a little bit of problems just because we were told initially when we started that we'll be on the page, blah, 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 but every time somebody has to go look for us, we find it on like the third page of Google. I don't really like that.
Okay. So I need to give you some options, because if you recall in your terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 16th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So let's say that you guys decide to go in another direction. There still is a $249 past due amount on this account. The good news is it's only that amount, because come September 16th, it will go to $498, because that will continue to reoccur per your agreement, okay? But I want to ask you this, Robert, only because I'm on your dashboard and I'm seeing tons of results. I'm imagining that you're getting a lot of solid work out of this. Do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
I do. I do ask people, and everybody that calls off a Local Splash from calls directly from your company. So then I don't even have to ask people, but I do not get a ton of work through you guys. I'm not satisfied with what you're putting out right now at all.
Okay.
I look on my views for like monthly views, and sometimes it is like 10 views, or sometimes it's, you know, it can be 5 calls that month. That's not good enough.
Okay.
And the other thing is, I wanted to be able to not, I don't necessarily have to create my own website,
mm-hmm.
but I have a lot more pictures I like to put on the website and advertise more. And like, I don't know. It's just, when I go on the website, I'm not satisfied the way it looks. It just kind of looks fake, because it has a lot of other things in there that are your advertisements. And I'm not, I don't know, I just don't, yeah, I'm not.
Okay,
really.
So any updates that you make to the site, they're all free of charge, meaning they're included in the package. So if you have fresh content or before and after photos, or if there's some stock photos on here that we put up that you want to take off, all of that you can do directly through your dashboard, okay? But I do want to give you just a basic idea, because, you know, I am looking at it right now. In the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 9,276 times, and you've had 505 clicks to your site from the first page. So that's why I was saying I'm thinking that you've probably gotten at least some solid work out of this. Then when I go to the local map optimization, which is the highest revenue generating section online, you were found in that section 3,096 times with 248 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So, you know, if this account ever were to cancel, it would dramatically affect your business, because everything that...
Wait a minute, ma'am. It would not, okay? I know what my phone calls get, and I answer like 3/4 of all phone calls.
Okay.
So you telling me it would drop dramatically, I know better, because I answer my own phone calls. Like, so that is no.
Well, what it would do is it would unravel everything that we've done in getting you ranked on Google. You know, the site would come down, which, you know, it doesn't sound like you care anyway, because you don't like it, right? And all 46 directories that you're on would unravel.
You,
Mm-hmm.
I would like you to do one thing, though.
Of course.
Google starcrewconcrete.gov, if you don't mind.
Okay. starcrewconcrete.gov. It says the site cannot be reached. Should I put in like www in front of it or something? Let me try that. Or https or let's see. It says it can't.
Let me see. Did you find anything?
Did I what?
Did you find anything?
No, it still says starcrewconcrete.gov can't be reached. And then when I put it in with the HTTPS and the www, I got the same error message. Is that a new site that you're working on, or?
No, I have definitely created a new site, and I the reason I wanted you to look it up was just kind of get a, like, that is what I wanted it to look like, and that's what I really like. I'm trying to, it might have not been that. He set it up under something else so it wouldn't interfere with, you know, what you guys had. And I don't know. He might have took it back down again. That's maybe what he did. That's maybe why it's not coming up. But anyway, I would, I don't know. I would like to talk to Jesse again. Can I call you back on this number?
Yeah, you don't have to have our site on it. I mean, if he builds you a better site and you'd rather promote that, we can easily go into all 48 destinations that we have your business on and remove our site and put the new site up there. And I tell you this out of due respect because I've been doing this for a long time. I've been with the company for 11 years. I've talked to business owners that have spent thousands and thousands of dollars building these beautiful websites that have all the bells and whistles on them, and then they tell me that they've never gotten one client from it. And that happens because if a site is not compliant with the search engines, those sites never, ever get ranked. And that's my concern, you know, right now, is that we have, you know, this site promoted on everything, so that new site might as well be like a beautiful billboard out in the desert. If people can't find it, it won't bring you clients. right? And that's something that this program can easily fix for you. If you like that site, we would, you know, update it on all the destinations so that now it's in high traffic areas and actually bringing you clients.
All right. So here's what I don't want to do again. I don't want to, I don't want to pay. So what is my monthly right now?
It's $249.
All right. So why would I be charged a monthly? I thought it was prepaid. I thought that I had to pay to get that month. It would come out automatically.
Okay. So in the terms and conditions, it is a month-to-month subscription. You can cancel at any time. But the reason there's a past due balance is that you agreed to the automatic renewal each month on the 16th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So that past due payment from August 16th, that there was no, you know, record of any dissatisfaction or you wanting to cancel or anything like that prior to that date. So on our end, our technicians still do the programming. They still do the content creation, all of the updates, the backlinks. I mean, in order to keep a company on the first page, it's extensive work. And I will tell you this.
I'm gonna pay for it right now, but I want you to cut it off, okay?
Okay. I can do that for you, Robert. Not a problem at all. So for the new card, is it still the Brittany Lane for the billing address?
Yes.
Okay. And then I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are.
Give me 1 second. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to open it up and keep running it if Jesse has something else. I do know $240 a month, that is expensive. Dashflash only costs me $100 a month, and that has been bringing in quite a bit more business on Dashflash for my other company. And I can renew, I can set up that website however I want to. Like, I can address it. I can, you know, advertise stuff on there for free. That is kind of what I'm looking for. If you guys can do that, then great. I'll keep it there and keep it running.
Well, you have an option. Your program includes $100 worth of Google Ads. So if you wanted to, I could remove the Google Ads. And that would lower your subscription to $149 monthly. Okay, with that package, you're still on the first page of Google locally. You're still on the first page of Bing. The website stays up and running. You stay mobily optimized, which means Star Crew Concrete will still come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And a lot of people will go to that package, you know, especially if they're looking for something more affordable, because you could always call back and put the Google pay-per-click ads on later if you wanted to.
Okay. Let me just pay for it.
Okay.
The fees due now, and then just close it out for now.
Okay, perfect. So go ahead with the card number when you're ready, Robert.
All right, it's 4733.
Mm-hmm.
1100
mm-hmm.
0954
mm-hmm.
0371.
Okay, and expiration?
0825.
Okay, and then the code on the back?
162.
Okay. So I'll get your authorization, and then I'll process the cancellation, and you'll be good to go. One suggestion that I want to give you is what you're paying has you paid in full until September 16th. I can push that next billing out 2 weeks and give you to October 1st, and that way you would have plenty of time to get with Jesse and make sure that you want to discontinue this. Because my trepidation is, you know, what if you cancel this and everything unravels and then you try to call us back and then you're back at the starting point where it takes, you know, 45 to 90 days to get back up and running again, you know? So, you know, that's my only trepidation. You can cancel it now if you want to, but since you already paid, I could definitely, you know, give you a little bit of extra time on the back end. That way you have some time
If you can push it out, then great. That would be awesome.
Okay. So I'll do that for you, and then, you know, that gives you plenty of time to talk to Jesse. Just make sure that if you call or you decide not to continue, call me before that October 1st deadline, okay? That way we can get it canceled out before you're charged again. And I'll set up a little email.
If you better set up something on the side of that, because if I get charged again for it, I'm not going to pay you. I'll be
right.
honest with you.
So
I'm talking to you right now. I'm telling you what's up.
Right, so I can cancel it right now, or I can give you the extra 2 weeks, but that keeps it active, and I can send you an email maybe the last week of September just saying, you know, hey, Robert, Local Splash is due to bill on the 1st. That way, if you decide not to continue, you could call me. But I want to let you know, because I'm looking at the calls coming in through the dashboard, there were some that came in today, Rodriguez, Zaka, Camden.
Those are clients that I have already. They just use it as my website. And if you're going to bring that up because of yours, then no.
What about Heather Thompson? I need a concrete replacement repair sidewalk where it inspects. I'm in Dover. She put her address 121 Trafalgar Drive. I hope I said that okay.
Logar. That is right. Logar Drive. Yeah, that is Verona Woods. I do a lot of business.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, you know, there's 195 leads on the dashboard here, and there are calls coming in through, you know, the website and through the Google optimization. So, you know, that's the only reason I hesitate, because, you know, I've been doing this for a long time, and people, you know, when they cancel the accounts, they don't realize that everything that we've done starts to unravel. And then sometimes there's these Mickey Mouse companies that charge $100 a month that will promise you the moon and the stars and everything in it.
I know, but I'm – okay. What I'm, like, trying to get you to do is slow down and stop talking so much.
Of course.
I have another company, okay, that is through Dashboard. And that is what I said earlier. I'm doing okay with that. I'm doing just fine with that, paying $100 a month. And I want you to understand that. So what you're trying to tell me is if I cut this down, I'm not going to have as much business. I understand that. I have two businesses, and they're advertised with two different companies.
Okay.
So that's why I'm trying to compare the two together and trying to maybe bring it down a little bit, because I don't think it's quite as necessary.
So the other company, is Jesse an employee of that other company, or is he a partner of yours in the business?
No, Jesse is just an employee with Adam Stark Group. Okay.
Okay. So he works for, okay. That's what
he
I was confused. Okay. So, I can get a little bit more competitive with the pricing if you wanted to continue and put you into the corporate rate. And, you know, if we took the Google ads off of that, you'd only be paying $129 monthly. I don't know if that's something that you'd want to consider, but I can definitely adjust the billing starting in October to that, you know, $129 rate if it makes you feel better. But, you know, I'm only going by, you know, what I can see on the dashboard, and it looks like it's pretty impressive. I can't compare it to the other company because I don't have your tracking on that and the dashboard that you have there. You might see that it's performing better on that end. You know what I mean? But I can see that, you know, on this end, it looks pretty impressive. I hardly ever get somebody that wants to cancel with 195 leads on their dashboard. You know what I mean?
I understand. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
so do you want to maybe to have me send you that little reminder email the last week of September and keep it open?
Yeah, go ahead. Sure. If you want to send me a reminder, sure. Okay,
I'll do that for you, Robert, and that way you'll get more bang for your buck. And please, if you have any questions in the meantime, or if Jesse has any questions, feel free to give me a call, okay?
I mean, I don't. The only question I know that Jesse was frustrated about was that he wasn't able to, like, create Local Splash, which is, like, or change stuff up on the website. That was the only thing that he was frustrated about.
Oh, let me do this.
I do know he wanted to buy the domain and do it himself, so he didn't take it that route. And then have you guys advertise.
So if you want to purchase the domain and you decide to do that, that's just a one-time buyout of $99. You can do it. But what I'm going to do right now is send you an email that says login credentials to your advanced reporting. Once Jesse logs in using the username and password, he'll see a little button at the top that says business information, and that's the page where he can go in and make updates. So he can, change the order of the pictures, remove pictures, add new pictures. So I think that that would be very helpful for you because it's all interactive. And, you know, with a business, if the only time you have a minute to do that is 2 a.m, so be it. You have access to this 24 hours a day because it's, you know, as easy as checking your email. Question though, Robert, on your login, the password is blank. So I think you went in and changed it, you know, at some point. Do you think Jesse knows what that password is, or should I put a temporary password on here so that he can get in?
If you want to put a temporary password in, that's fine. I'm guessing Jesse had probably done something with it. I don't know.
Okay. So I'll send him a login credentials that actually has a temporary password in. That way he won't have any hiccups getting in. And then, you know, if there's any questions, once he gets in, he can call me. But it's super simple. He'll just click on business information at the top, and he'll be able to go straight in and make revisions, okay?
Okay.
All right, and then I'll send you the reminder in the end of September, okay? So in the meantime, have a nice rest of your week too, okay?
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Okay, bye.